Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, at the Administrative Small Business Classic, second year in a row. They've had the Classic second year in a row. I've been here broadcasting live from it, introducing you to some really cool people who are part of this tournament, sponsors and participants and big sponsors, little sponsors, everybody, though, that's been here last year and this year. Either are small business owners, or they're working really hard to help small business owners. And one guy who probably fits maybe a little bit of both of those is our new friend Greg Wells. Greg is Chief Alliance and Market Officer for Tech International. And we're going to get him to tell us a little bit about that. I think you'll know a little bit about what he does based on some interviews that we've had over the years that you've heard. And so let's get him in here to talk to us about it. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me on today.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Greg. I enjoyed meeting you last night. We had some fun, didn't we?
Boy, I'll tell you, that was a great event that Administaff put on there. Some great players and actually lots of great business owners that were in the room as well that were guests of Administaff. And it was really interesting to see Arnold Palmer be recognized last night. And
wow.
And not only for his golfing, but for his business acumen, which I think your listeners probably are well aware of as well.
Well, absolutely. What a guy. Isn't he? You know, I tell folks, he's the kind of guy that men want to be like and women want to be with.
He's got hair at his age too, which is amazing.
Exactly. Oh no, he's got gray hair. Have you ever in your life seen anybody that oozed charisma like Arnold Palmer?
Well, he ranks right up there. He's an amazing man, that's for sure.
Really is. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because I like saying it, Gary. I like letting people know this. The kind of person you see on television with that smile, that little wink, and that little twinkle in his eye, and acting like a real human being, that's how he really is, isn't he, Gary?
Yeah, it was actually great seeing that. Watching him afterwards take his time and talk to people and smile and shake hands, and you know, you imagine how many events he's been like at that, but he had the ability or has the ability to make everyone feel special, so that was nice.
Yeah, it was. Hey, listen, Greg, my audience is familiar with your industry a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us about your industry?
Well, our industry really is small and medium business. That's our target audience, I should say. Our industry is really about helping those men and women that do such a great job really making America work, running these businesses, helping them get better, helping them improve, helping them grow their businesses even more. And our company, Tech International, is the world's largest CEO membership organization in the world. We have about 11,000 members in 14 countries, and about 7,500 of those members are here in the United States. And you're probably familiar with other organizations. I think TAB is an organization down here.
The Alternative Board, yeah. John Deeney, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard John Deeney on the show many times before. Over the years, John is the top alternative board tab boards that they also call it.
Yeah,
he has the top franchise in the country. He's a very active member of our brain trust, Greg.
Yeah, he's a TAB is a terrific organization, and we're a little bit similar to TAB and a little competitive with them too. So we like to think that we hold our own against them.
Thank you for mentioning them because that shows a lot of class, Greg. And it also helps my audience to kind of know, you know, kind of get an idea about what we're talking about. You know, Greg, before you got here, I was really kind of giving my audience a big hug because I was telling them, my small business owners out there, I was telling them how important they are, the things that they do, the people that they contribute to, the people whose lives they improve and make so much better. Their employees, their customers, all the families of all those folks, These are really VIPs in the world, aren't they?
Well, they really are, Jim, and it plays right into what tech does. Our mission statement is dedicated to increasing the effectiveness and enhancing the lives of CEOs. And you think about that, the typical small business person and medium business person, you know, they live and eat and breathe their business, and there's so many people that depend on them to show up well and do a great job, and that can put a lot of pressure on people. And one of the things that I think we do to help them be more successful, and I'll let you know that when CEOs come to tech, after they've been in tech several years, they are growing their business 2.5 times faster than they are prior to coming into tech. And we think that really helps. We think it helps the businesses, and we think it helps all those people that they work for. And you're right; they ought to be hugged and loved, because anybody that can do that to their business is fantastic.
And, well, they're working without a net. They started out without a net, and if they wind up with a net, it's a net that they built themselves from nothing. You know, like a spider weaving a web, throwing the first line across from one limb to another to weave a web. But you know, you said something a minute ago that you probably. You said it real fast, and it was very intuitive for you, but for a lot of your prospects, a lot of the people out there who are listening, who are growing business, who want to grow their business more, you call them CEOs.
Yeah.
And I think one of the first things, you correct me if I'm wrong, and I mean this, one of the first challenges we have to deal with as small business owners is to think of ourselves as a CEO. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're spot on there, because I think the challenges that each one of these CEOs think about, whether it's a business of 3, 5, even if you're on your own doing your own thing out there, you have the same amount of decisions to make. You have clients to deal with, you have prospects to deal with, you have vendors to deal with, you're trying to win business, you're competing, you have a plethora of decisions that you've got to make in a day. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's the smaller companies that even have more of a challenge in that area and more hurdles and more on their plate than the larger companies. And if you think about it, Jim, it works like this. The smaller companies, they don't necessarily have all the resources and all of the brain trust, if you will, to help them make those decisions.
Most around here, Greg, we call that too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that tech does. Tech provides a few more heads for those hats, I would tell you.
When we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us how that works. And this is an example, ladies and gentlemen, of the kinds of organizations that are available out there for you to consider to help you get better, to become a better professional CEO. 20 after, we'll be right back with Greg Wells. He's with Tech International. Stay with us.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always magic in the air.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate, having more fun than the law allows at the Administaff Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas. And boy, howdy, have we had some fun this week. And it's almost over for me. I'm going back to my regular environs tomorrow. Notice I didn't say normal. Greg Wells is with Tech International. Greg, we never use the word normal around here. there are regular things that happen, but not too many normal things. But anyway, we're glad to have you here with us, and it's good to make a new friend. And you know, any minute now you'll start being an old friend. You already are a member of our Brain Trust now.
Well,
we're sort of like the Hotel California. Greg, you can check in. You can check out anytime you want, but you can never.
Well, it sounds like a good place to check into. So good for you,
Greg. Tech International. You guys gaggle up a bunch of executives, small, medium company type executives, and CEOs especially. And you put them in a room. And I'm going through this real quick, folks. You put them in a room and you make them talk to each other. Now, what I want you to do. You're going to take my audience by the hand. We're going to go in the door of one of these meeting rooms, where all this stuff is going on, and you and they are going to sit in the corner and listen. Tell us what it sounds like.
Well, to give you the overview, it's magic, and we use that purposefully, because magic for us helps you make better decisions, you increase accountability, You get growth. You remove the isolation of being a CEO or somebody running a business, and we help bring about change. And that's what takes place in a
room. That's the button-down version, you know, with the tie all the way up the top, the coat's buttoned up, and everybody's hair is parted perfectly, and mama's happy with how we look. Now, we've got our coats off, the ties are down, the sleeves are up, and the coffee's stale. What does it sound like now?
Here's what it sounds like. You'd be looking at a room of 12 to 15 CEOs, people that run businesses, sitting around a table once a month. And the morning session, you would be hearing from a tech resource speaker. We actually operate one of the world's largest speakers bureaus. We have about 700 speakers that we fly around the world at these meetings, and these are experts on almost any subject you can imagine. And they're used to speaking to larger groups, but they would speak to you and your group in a very personable, local way adapted to your needs on any particular subject. The afternoon, we'd go into what we call the executive session. And that's where the CEOs...
Stop a minute, Greg. In the morning session, you bring in an expert to talk to.
Yes.
Might be on technology, might be on intellectual property, it might be on accounting, or finance, it might be on succession planning.
It's all those things, and it might even be on the fact of how do you deal with your kids or your spouse and your work hours and get that
really?
Balance. So it covers everything.
How you deal with your spouse?
Absolutely. The spouses are so critical to the success of these businesses. And
I'd pay money for that. I could use a little help with that, Greg. Okay.
We all could.
Now let's get to the afternoon.
Okay. The afternoon is where the executive session takes place, and that's where issues that a particular CEO, they bring the issue to the group. It's a brain trust. And CEOs are great in a lot of ways. Well, one of the things CEOs generally like to do is solve problems. And this is the hardest part for our CEOs. We don't let them solve the problem because the problem
but
often
to,
mentioned
to
is about, not the
you have
real
to medicate
problem.
Them. Greg, you have to medicate them if you do that. You have to give them a Valium or something, wouldn't you?
And that's where our tech chair is so critical. We have a chairman or chairwoman that runs this group. And they let the member really present the issue. And then before we solve it, we probe it. And often, as I mentioned, the problem that they originally come with is not the real problem. And you need to get a little deeper to understand what's behind that problem. Sometimes the CEO themselves is the problem. And they have to get a different perspective or take a different approach to what they're doing. And that's not easy for someone who's the boss, who's running the business, to hear. But that's where the growth takes place, when you really can nail down what the issue is. And then, Jim, you get the experience in the room of those other 12, 13 CEOs that have either done it themselves, made the mistakes before you, or experienced it in a way that they can help you see a different perspective, different path than you might have taken, and get you there sooner.
Give us your website, Greg.
Our website is www.techonline, and that's tech, TECONLINE.com.
TechOnline.com. And can we find a group near you, near us there?
I'll tell you that we have groups around the United States. You could visit that website or call us at 800-274-2367. We'll work to get you in a group that would be right for you. There's about...
No competitors in the group, right?
No, we don't allow competitors. It's a very confidential environment, and so no competitors in the room and can't do business with each other. It's all about the objective, clear opinions that you can give to each other, and we don't want any biases there.
When do you take the guys to 30,000 feet? See, we know about the trenches, but how do you get the guys to 30,000 feet? I got about 30 seconds.
Well, we get them to 30,000 feet because there's a different perspective for a different problem. And sometimes that's why we take them out of their businesses. We actually get them away from the business for the full day so they can go to 30,000 feet.
How often they meet? Once a month?
Once a month, and then they have a two-hour one-to-one session with their chair. They can also connect with all the other members around the world on our members-only website.
Do you feed them?
We actually feed them, too.
Is it good food?
It's good food with good people.
Okay, well, I can't wait till I get invited to one of those. Hey, Greg Wells, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for telling us about Tech International.
Jim, it was a pleasure to join you and your audience. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll do it again. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
Greg Wells, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. I'll be right back with Marty Surratt. You're going to have a lot of fun with this guy. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.